This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. What's popular on the internet changes practically by the day, or really even by the minute. Squirrel! But in all that chaos, there are some things you can count on. People like to click on and share, in no particular order, cute animals, celebrity mishaps, and surprising facts. And yet when it comes to audio, and I'm not talking songs here, but sounds and stories like this very radio broadcast, well, that never really does seem to go viral, does it? Stan Elkhorn explains why not.
Until last month, Nitzan Zimmerman's title was editor of the internet at Gawker.com. Sitting on his living room couch, he would wade through hundreds of websites every day, prospecting for lowbrow gold.
Yeah, the very last post I wrote was black gay dads post adorable photo of daughters get bashed with hate.
Viral content is what it's often called, and it spreads faster and further than the flu on Facebook and other social networks. As a result, Zimmerman's audience on Gawker was more than a third the size of the entire New York Times websites.
Ultimately, the idea is that every post generates 100,000 views.
Views which bring revenue from advertisers. And I do mean views.
When it comes to audio, it requires a little bit more of a sell.
Unlike text and video, you can't skim sound. So to sell it, Zimmerman has to convince his web audience to stop browsing and listen from beginning to end.
It requires more effort, and the return on investment sometimes is lower.
But he's had at least one audio post break that pattern.
Yeah, it's public radio reporter interviews his two little girls after one gives the other the worst haircut ever.
When did you realize that something had gone wrong?
When I was finished and I put the scissors back, I looked at her and I was like, uh-oh, this is bad, 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 bad.
The interviewer was Jeff Cohen at WNPR in Hartford. He thought his three-minute audio snapshot would get passed around by his family and his friends. But after Gawker picked it up, it took off on social media, and it got listens in the millions.
My phone started ringing with television producers who wanted to put my kids in a limo and go to New York to be on television the next morning. And it was a great response.
But he didn't embark on a new career in internet audio. In fact, those millions of listens didn't make him a cent.
Yeah, so banking on viral hits as your business model, if you're the producer, is not a very good strategy, I would say.
Jake Shapiro is the CEO of the Public Radio Exchange. He says that part of the problem is that audio is still a business built around radio waves. At a digital audio festival called Radio Vision, I put the question to Alexis Ohanian.
Thank you very much.
Founder of social news site Reddit.
What would it take to put audio like on the Reddit front page?
Oh, that's interesting.
To answer, he pointed to liberal-leaning Upworthy, which confounded his expectations last year to become one of the most shared sites on Facebook.
Perhaps someone here in the audience is going to show us all wrong, and a year from now we're going to look at the Upworthy for audio. So, go make it.
One website trying to make it is BuzzFeed. Editorial director Jack Shepard thinks an audience on mobile devices could be more open to audio than what he calls the Bored at Work network. Think of it as the Bored in the Car network.
Yeah, or like the Bored in Line for the Movie network.
BuzzFeed is hiring someone to produce podcasts and, quote, individual pieces of highly shareable audio, such as...
I don't right now know what that's going to be. Like, my whole career, it's been something about cats. It's come back to cats, but I don't know. Cats don't make that great of sounds all the time, so we might have to find something else.
In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.